SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump has delivered his State of the Union address on Capitol Hill. The president says his administration is lowering the prices for Americans.
The price of eggs is down 60%. Madam Secretary, thank you. The cost of chicken, butter, fruit, hotels, automobiles, rent is lower today than when I took office by a lot. And even beef, which was very high, is starting to come down significantly. Just hold on a little while. We're getting it down.
Tonight's Democratic response, delivered by Virginia's newly elected governor, Abigail Spanberger. Spanberger criticizing ICE agents.
They have ripped nursing mothers away from their babies. They have sent children to far-off detention centers. And they have killed American citizens in our streets. And they have done it all with their faces masked from accountability.
Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger. It's been 4 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, and there is no sign that hostilities will cease anytime soon. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte said the war's anniversary is affirming the West's defense of Ukraine.
This war is about a sovereign people's right to choose its own path. It is about freedom, yours and ours. That remains true today. NATO stood with Ukraine from the beginning. We stand with you today, and we will stand with you throughout the challenges ahead.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says President Vladimir Putin has not achieved his goals in Russia. He said his country has withstood the onslaught of Russia's bigger and better equipped army. This is SRN News. Pastors and Christian activists gearing up for a national scripture reading movement this April called America Reads the Bible. It was created by Bunny Pounds, founder of the group Christians Engaged, who spoke with Lori Tradup of SRN News.
Well, we believe this will be the largest Bible reading event in U.S. history with the backdrop of the 250th birthday. The goal was to get Christian leaders from all spheres of influence to remind the American people that their source is the Bible. It will start April 18 with an opening celebration with cabinet members of Congress. They will be calling the nation to repentance and back to the Bible from the World Stage Theater of the Museum of the Bible. Franklin Graham will start with a welcome and end with a gospel presentation at the end of the book of Revelation.
More information can be found at the website AmericaReadsTheBible.com. That's AmericaReadsTheBible.com. This is SRN News. FedEx is suing the U.S. government.
The package delivery giant is requesting a full refund on what it paid for tariffs set by President Trump last year after the Supreme Court struck down the tariffs. In a filing with the U.S. Court of International Trade, FedEx says it has suffered injury from having to pay the tariffs and that the relief being sought would remedy those injuries. Other companies, including large U.S. corporations like Costco and Revlon, previously launched efforts to recoup their costs. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Federal workplace safety regulators have penalized three businesses over their failure to protect six Colorado dairy workers who were killed by exposure to highly toxic hydrogen sulfide gas after a manure pipe disconnected in an enclosed space. The hazards of confined spaces on farms and dairies, well-known and persistent cause of death in agriculture. Those fines can be contested. More details at SRNnews.com.